35 years of Eurovision and the Australian fan base is growing. This year, for the first time, Australians will help choose the country's next Eurovision artist and song. Aspiring song artists are being invited to submit their original song for consideration in the live contest to be broadcast on SBS on February 9th. The head of the Australian delegation, Paul Clarke, says a jury and public vote will decide the favourite performer.
A lot of songwriters in Australia have always quietly dreamed of writing a Eurovision song. So what we're looking for is a sense of ambition, a sense of audacity, an authenticity, and an Australianness to come through the music. I think Australia's done very well in the last 4 or 5 years that we've been there. We're currently ranking third in the results that we've got so far, behind Sweden and Italy. So we're convinced that we can win it.
He says the decision to include the public was made by popular demand.
Look, it's the next logical step, and it's a very exciting one.
Called Eurovision Australia Decides, the live contest will take place on the Gold Coast, organised by SBS and Tourism Events Queensland. Assistant Tourism Industry Development Minister Megan Scanlon says it's an amazing opportunity for the Sunshine State.
We, of course, know that Eurovision is one of the most watched events globally, and we know that it has a huge international reach, so it's particularly exciting from a tourism perspective to have an event of this size on the Gold Coast so that we can really market into those key tourism destinations.
Comedian Joel Creasy says he's looking forward to co-hosting the live event with music journalist Miff Warhurst.
And as host, it's exciting for Miff and I to get closer to the action because we're normally up in a little pokey commentary booth somewhere up into the rafters of the stadium, but hosting the show will be there on the stage, being able to smell the sweat firsthand.
One of the few non-European countries to compete in Eurovision, Australia will appear for the fifth time at Eurovision 2019. Dami Im represented Australia in 2016, taking second place with the song Sound of Silence. She has this advice for songwriters wanting to write a Eurovision hit.
Every song is different, you know, that's the beauty of Eurovision, and every artist, every song, it's so unique, you know. So I think that it's just got to really fit the artist, who they are, and if the song matches them in a unique way, and I think that's what really connects with people.
Songwriters can submit their original compositions at sbs.com.au/Eurovision. Submissions will be received until November 4.